Beaver soccer team will be in action on Sunday. We'll have that game broadcast. Myself and Joey Scanlon will have the call. And speaking of Joey Scanlon, his dad, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, joining us down at the tunnel. Coach, unbelievable effort by your team. Some great offense. You outshot the Bulldogs 45-22. I don't want to say it. It was hard watching you guys have to battle from behind in that game, but what great effort. You got to be proud of your team.
Thanks, Kelly. Can you hear me all right?
Yep, I sure okay. can.
Yeah, no, it was, like I told them after, we can't ask any more as coaches out of them. I thought their effort was tremendous. You know, I said, that's hockey. Sometimes you're going to have games like that where you deserve better. But, hey, you tip your hat to their goalie. She came up with some big stops, and we did not get good goaltending in the first period, and that turned out to be the difference.
Talk about the play of Emily Berglund today. I know she's been snake bit. She was your goal scorer and your leading scorer last year, finally gets her first goal. Do you think that's going to open up the floodgates for Bergie?
Yeah, well, we certainly hope so. I mean, she's been frustrated, but she's been getting chances, and we tell her she's got to keep playing her game. You don't want to start cheating defensively, trying to create offense by looking for it. And she's so sound defensively that you know, that her offense will come from that. But I thought their line was good. Summer and Riley, we put them back together. I thought they had some juice last year, and certainly, you know, for her to score was big. You know, certainly to get that first one, but also it got us back within two, and you know, we were able to get another one to make it a one goal game going in the third. So
we talked about special teams. We knew they were going to come into play. Didn't see many penalties, but your team goes 1-for-3 on the power play. Haley Mack just found the right side of the corner there. What a great play set up, though, by Lange and Haluska. They're just recycling it so well.
Yeah, well, it was just a great play by Mack Lange. You keep the puck moving. You know, I mean, so often you'll get the puck and you hold it, and that allows defense to the penalty killers to position themselves where they want to be. But Mack did not do that. She moved the puck right away to Haley, or I'm sorry, to Abby. And Abby one-touched it to Haley. Haley's got such a quick release. I mean, that puck goes on and off her stick, the doggone quick. The goalie didn't have a chance. So I was just unfortunate we were not able to get one in there in the third when we had a power play. But, again, we certainly got some good looks. And even at the end there with the goalie pull, just a lot of real close ones. So, you know, it's no question, very frustrating to come out on the short end. But you know what? We just got to come back out tomorrow, keep our heads high, keep battling, and see if we can't get three tomorrow.
Aaron Dieters looked pretty good for you there, coming in relief for Lauren Bench. With that happening, what does your tomorrow goaltending situation look like?
Yeah, well, we'll see. Obviously, you know, she didn't have to see a lot of shots, which was a credit to her teammates, but she stopped the ones she needed. And, you know, it would have been nice not to give up that first one right away in the second period, but I think it was off. It went off a deflection, but I thought she was solid. So, you know, certainly, you know, I'm leaning right now to just going back with Deeds tomorrow, and it's a big game. You know, we haven't been getting goaltending that's gonna win in this league, and that's got to change. So we got to keep battling, keep working, and hopefully that'll turn for us.
Better luck tomorrow, Coach. Thanks so much.
Yep, thanks, Kelly.
Head Coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show. A fantastic effort by Bemidji State, but unfortunately they come up short. 3-2, Minnesota Duluth goes on to win this one.